Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Nun Zayin Se'if Ches. Af al pi she'mutu l'hasha is k'deir agabi kiro, she'yesh b'gecholim, al pi adrochim she'nisparu b'simen Resh Nun Gimel. Even though it's permitted to leave a pot cooking on top of the stove from Friday into Friday night, even though the coals are burning inside, if you follow the conditions we clarified in Simen Resh Nun Gimel, that it should be even bushel called sarko or machal ben dosoi, or totally raw. Imhu mechusa bivigadim, if this pot is covered with clothing, with towels, whatever, afal pi shehabigadim eina mosifim hevel machmas atzmon, even though the material will not add heat on their own, mikol mokom machmas eisha tachtehem mosif hevel v'asur. But since there is a flame burning under this pot, and now I add the towels on top of the pot, the towels will be Moisef Havel. The insulation will add heat, and therefore it's usur, like any Moisef Havel, it's usur from Friday into Friday night. You will not be allowed to do this. So if you have a pot on a stove, even on a blech, and you wrap it in a towel, that's usur, that's Moisef Havel. Umiyo, however, if you arrange in such a way that the clothing doesn't touch the pot, the insulation isn't in contact with the pot, even though there's still a flame below, since you're not insulating the normal way, sure, that's permitted. The din of Hatmona is, you may not insulate the pot on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos if it's Moisef Hevel. That's only when the insulation touches the pot. And if the insulation does not touch the pot, that's not considered tatmana. Hilgach, therefore, hechashmamid kadeir gabi kira, o kopach, if you put the pot on top of a kira or another stove that's half the size of a kira, sheyesh mem gecholim, and the coals are burning, vein shuli hakadeir noigin begecholim, the bottom of the pot isn't touching the coals. Shihu mikra mutter, so that's shihia, that's mutter. Al pi adrochem shenesbar b'simen Resh Nun Gimel, based on the conditions we described before in Resh Nun Gimel. V'im nasan al kedei rekli rachov, so then I put on top of this pot a wide container or a box. Sheinu nogei b'tzidei hakedei, it doesn't touch the size of the pot of food. V'im nasan begadim al oso kli rachov, then I put the clothing or insulation on top of that wide container or that wide box, mutter, that's fine. The kevan she'ein habagodim nesunim ela al osa kli rachov, she'nogea b'tzidei gedera, since the insulation is only touching the wide container around the pot and it doesn't touch the size of the pot, ain kan hatmana, there's no hatmana. That's not considered hatmana. V'chein, similarly, if you take a pot and stick it into our ovens, Erev Shabbos, and it's mutter if you put in it a raw piece of meat, and the pot is not touching the coals, even though he may cover the opening of the oven with material to insulate, since the insulation, the clothing, is not touching the pot of food, lafat money, that's not called atmana, vishari, and that is permitted. Let's stop here, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Karan Lamed Zayin, kedera gabi kira, you have a pot on a stove, the hainu shemamido gabi kira milmalo al piha. You place the pot of food above the stove, on top, over the opening. The bottom of the pot isn't touching the coals that are burning below. Or if you would put it on a rack or some kind of grate inside the oven, but the coals are below, it's the same thing. The food is fully cooked if you das mechabish them according to Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Gimel, according to Amor, Michael ben Dosoi. Sifkol la'meches machmas eisha tachtehem. So if you were to insulate it, you run into a problem of Moisef Havel even from Friday because of the flame below. V'afilu im mefazer eifra al gabi chom. Even if you cover the coals with ash, It's still Mosif Hevel, it's still hot, and increases the temperature when you add the insulation to the pot. Sifkan Lamatas, Kol Shehu V'chulu, if you arrange it that the material doesn't touch the pot, it's the example the Shulchan Aruch gives shortly, Sifkan Mem, in such a case, that's mutter. Therefore, Hilkachecha V'chulu, if you have a pot, at the chazal of Farish Bekitzer, he now is repeating briefly to explain Masha Kos because as if what was written in the beginning of the paragraph, Afal Pisha Mutle Hashas, even though you're allowed to do Shehiyah, Masha Kos Lebesov, with what he writes at the end, the Be'inyan Chain of Agadim Noga Mutter, that if the clothing, the insulation isn't touching it, it's Mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch begins basically repeating himself and explaining the scenario. So the pot is on top of the kiyur, on top of the kupuch, and the bottom isn't touching the coals, hamachabos, the shitaso, because the Shulchan Aruch follows his view, b'sim reish negimel, sof sif aleph, that if it touches the coals, it's aser. Alodas ra'amor shom b'hagor, but according to the amor there in the hagor, afilu shuli hakadeir enoigim b'gacholim gan ken shari, even if the bottom of the pot touches the coals, that's not hatmon, that's mutter, kiyun shakadeir magul l'mayla, since the pot is exposed above, v'ein tomun b'megodim, and it's not wrapped in clothing. Not wrapped in cloth. Sifkan membeis. So how do you insulate without touching the pot? The Shulchan Aruch says you get a kli rochav, something very wide. Huadin kishenoyis na pia kadir daf rochav. It doesn't have to be you cover the pot of food with some kind of box or kli. You can just cover the top of the pot with a wide piece of metal or something else. Be'inish habagodim shemachas milamala. So when I put the material over that cover, Lo yigur b'tzidik adir, it never touches the sides of the pot because it's much wider than the pot itself. Sifkan mem gimel, ein kan hatmana, so that's not considered hatmana. V'nekoze kashiyesh esh b'kir. Now this whole issue we have, that Erev Shabbos, when you wrap the pot, the wrapping shouldn't touch the pot, is when there's a flame below. Avlamein esh b'kir kal. Let's say there is no flame in the stove.
Yesh oimim, some say, shein lesa lahamed kadera oleha, that it's not also to put a pot on top of the stove and cover it with clothing. Even though the heat of the oven below is great and will make it hotter when you air the insulation, it's still permitted. Because it's only when you put it on gefes or something similar. Gefes, we said, is the psoilus of zesim. When you squeeze olives, you have the remnant, and that gefes is mosif hevel. In something which is mosif hevel, asru, that was forbidden, mishum deroy lahatm v'soicha, because that's something suited for insulation, v'gazu shamiyatm v'remetz, and this is a gezer, we may end up insulating with burning embers. Aval hocha ein roy lahatm v'soicha karka shalakir, but over here, it's not like the bottom of the oven is a place that's fit for insulation. So we're not concerned at all. And there's another reason why it's not comparable to the remnants of the olives, which are Mosif Hevel. The Gefes Mosif Hevel may atzma, because Gefes is something which on its own adds heat. But the kira isn't naturally something which adds heat. The stove is only hot because of the flame you put inside. And in this case, it's getting cold since the flame isn't there. So it's just cooling down. So it's not comparable at all to those things that are mosif hevel.
Some were strict. Unless you actually do place another container over the pot, or this sheet of metal or wood that covers over the pot. Then you cover that covering with material. Exactly like the Shulchan Aruch says. But we're not going to protest if someone follows the lenient view. Based on this, you should know. That which people are accustomed to put their coffee pot or any cooked food Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, al ha-tanur mamala, on top of the oven above, u-mechas na-son b'begod, and they cover it up with material, The afshelo yafahem oisim dasa poskim machmir, even though those who are machmir hold this is wrong, because it's touching, the insulation touches the pot, it's considered mana. Neshechom atanur most of hevel, and the heat of the oven, the heat of the oven makes it grow in heat, it's most of hevel. El kinyaniach is a dafor chob al kader, unless you cover the coffee pot or food with this wide cover, and then insulate that. Mikom al kamin lichas, but we're not going to protest. Deyeshama mashi yismocho, they have who to rely on, like we said before. Because the tanur is going to cool down. The kana is going to cool down. And the mela, it's not considered moist of hevel. Amna. But if he puts sand on the oven, even if it's not totally insulated by it, just the bottom of the pot is sitting in the sand, then on top of it, you cover it with cloth. Bivadi asa, that's forbidden. Shecholhu medvram hamasifim hevel, because the Shulchan Aruch said one of the things that adds heat is sand. Vigazrinon shamiyat makula, so if you're going to do half sand and half material, we're going to asar because you may do the whole thing in sand. Vim kaifer kliva chava, shenoisin al adafra chav machas vigodim alma, but if I would cover the top of the pot with another container that's wide or a wide cover and then insulate that, Mutter afshma midot chetzim bechol. That's mutter, even though half it is buried in sand, because it's not considered hamar davar masif hevel, since the sand doesn't cover it entirely. It's only halfway, and the insulation above isn't touching it, so that's not considered hatmana. Sifkod memdal v'chein mutter v'chulu. It's also mutter to put the pot into our ovens. If you put into the pot a raw piece of meat. Perish. At Hashtag Marley and Kira till now we're discussing the Kira. Vat Balafarish the Gambitana Mutali Ten Kadir Modyoin. Now we're gonna add that even for the Tana, which is hotter than a Kira, you can put in a pot Erev Shabbos, Vavsha ain't a gar for cotton, even if you didn't remove the coals or cover them with ash. Kimichanoisbachatichaya, because you're putting in a raw piece of meat. Lo Cheshin Lachita, we're not afraid, he may stoke the coals. For Adinim he moved shell, it's called Sarka. And the same is true if it was fully cooked. Because if not, it'd be us just to leave it there without getting it tatmana. So even though this pot, which is either fully cooked or you added a raw piece of meat to, it's inside the oven. And then you insulate the cover of the oven. Now, certainly the pot will be more hot, because you insulated the oven itself, and the oven is hot. Afilu hachi ain shem hatmana al zeh. There's no hatmana here. It's only shehiya, v'shari, and it's mutter. Why is it not hatmana? Kivin shein begadim noigim begedera, because the insulation does not touch the pot. Sifkadim hei v'hu shelo tehei v'chulu. As long as the pot isn't touching the coals. Because if the bottom of the pot is resting on the coals, Sviri the Machabid, the Shulchan Aruch holds the Machmazeh Gufa, Mikri Mat, Medavra Hamasif Hel, Asur. Shulchan Aruch holds that alone is enough to be considered Hatmana with someone who adds heat, and it'll be Asif from Erev Shabbos. Ramos Shom Bago, Sviri Le Dai, they say, Lo Chosh Hatmana, Ayin Shom. But the Ramos says before that that's not considered Hatmana, since it's only touching the bottom. Ramos adds as follows, Vatmana Sha'oisim B'medinos Elu. The type of hatmana that we do in our country, we basically put a cholent pot in the oven Erev Shabbos, we seal the oven door with plaster, shor the kuli alma, everyone would agree that is permitted. As we clarified before in Reishon Dald, and we will clarify further in Reishon Tes. And it's actually a mitzvah to put food to be hot for Shabbos. Kadei sheyoichel chamin b'Shabbos, to eat hot food on Shabbos. Ki zeh mechvoid v'oinik Shabbos. This is considered covered in oinik Shabbos. You honor Shabbos and you enjoy Shabbos. V'kol mi she'einu ma'amin b'divrei chachamim. Those who don't believe in the words of our Chazal. V'oisur achilas chamin b'Shabbos. And they want to say that it's forbidden to eat hot food on Shabbos. Cheshinon shem apikorisu. We have to suspect the person is an apikoris, because it's tzedukim said that you can't have hot food on Shabbos, and we have to show that we're b'davka going to follow the Chachamim and eat hot food on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan, Mem Vav. V'tochem b'yatana b'tit. We put the child in the oven and then we seal the oven with a plaster seal. Hinei. V'din hatmona ein sar klal tiyach b'tit gam lo hamo. You don't need to seal the oven to prevent hatmona according to Ramo. El debaloyme de b'tiyach shor b'chol inin. What the Ramo is saying is when you seal the oven, there's no shilas. Even if you didn't put a raw piece of meat in right for Shabbos, the gam he died with chiyus bishlam. It's not machab in the soy even. It's only started to cook. Below tiach hayo also bezel in yechak kader betanu shein a gar for katum. If you didn't seal the oven, it would be forbidden to put such a pot in the oven if the coals are there burning and you didn't take them out or cover them with ash. Mishum chashchitui, the shehiyah is also because you'll stoke the coals. But when you seal the oven, shari, there's no concern that you'll stoke the coals. It's water. V'dan you should know the mavor the air we clarified before. The davka b'basik shulchai in b'chashchitui, only with meat that's raw do we say we're not worried about stoking the coals. Because even stoking the coals won't help it cook to be ready for Friday night meal. Al pastido omine kidneys omine botzok memarles bashel. But various knishes or beans or dough, they'll cook away quickly. Even if you put it in the oven raw, right before Shabbos. We're afraid to stoke the coals Friday night. To make sure that it cooks fast enough to be ready for Friday night meal. If you wanted to put those things in the oven, you better seal the oven with plaster. In those places where they don't seal the oven with plaster, asur litein, meaning el betanur, it's forbidden to put these things in the oven. Right before Shabbos, unless you add a raw piece of meat, unless you put it in that oven early enough that before Shabbos starts, it'll cook kamacha ben desoy. Oh, she chas gechom be'efer, or you cover the coals with ash. Kamasha kasuv, simulation of gimel, like we said in simulation of gimel. So if kol mem zayin shor l'kul yalma, if you seal the oven, everyone says it's good. V'afal pi kein yesh oimen, and still some say, tetzerach li zoher, that you should be careful. She yatman hakadir betanur betoch ha'gocholim b'kol tzad, not to put the pot in the oven in the coals. That's the pot is surrounded by coals. The kari hatmana b'davar ma'asev hev machmas gacham gufa, because that would be considered hatmana in something which adds heat because of the coals themselves. V'yesh mekilim gam b'zeh, some are lenient with this too. Dabtuch betit because l'maisa you sealed it with plaster. V'lo asi lechatu, you're not going to come to stoke. V'chei mashma ba'arzua, and so is implied ba'arzua. V'toyv lahachma chatchila, it is good to be strict to chatchila. V'gam itamachma, also there's another concern. Because what happens if the coals you surround your pot with are still burning the next day? Then you can't get the pot out of the oven. Because you're going to move the coals and be mavir. But if you live in a place where the minig is not to seal the oven with plaster, certainly, it will be forbidden to put your pot in that oven in the coals, even if the food was fully cooked. Sifka memchas. The mitzvah ha'am l'shabbos. It's a mitzvah to put away food to be warm for Shabbos. Aval misha ma'azik lo ha'cham. What if someone is harmed by the hot food? Mutar le'achol tzon. Okay, he'll eat cold. For him, he's allowed to eat cold. Sifka memchas. V'chomi v'chulu. And if you don't believe in the divrei chazal, and you're not going to have hot, so we have to be afraid of apikorsis. B'yameinu, l'vanasein ha'rabim, in our days, due to our many sins. Motzi kilkul gadol. There's a terrible problem. Ayde elu sheporshin atzim b'shat nefesh and mitzvah chiyas chan b'shabbos. By those who separate themselves brazenly from this mitzvah of eating hot food on Shabbos. Sheboran lebesorif, ayde zel hide isser, because in the end, they end up doing a straight-out isser bishul. Since they don't prepare in advance, they don't put it in the oven in advance, they just tell non-Jews on Shabbos to cook for them, to heat it up for them. Sometimes it's not just in Amir La'akum, sometimes they're over in Issud Yeraisa of three different ovens. Hein Bishul, Vavara, V'Kibui. cooking, making fires, and extinguishing fires. Shema ami de mesakli im ali hatay al hamulyar. They take their teapot and they put it on the mulyar, b'shanenu samavar. This is our kettle, our urn. B'shar shekachol baros. So they take the teapot and they stick it right on the burning coals. Hai bishul, they're cooking the teapot. U'b'chol pam, k'shenotis the klimi alov, and then every time they take it off to serve, u'machzir achak, and put it back, hu'ovr al ma'avir mechabeh. So he's causing the coals to ignite and to dampen. U'b'shar shekli omed alov, miskabeh ha'esh, u'miksas, when he puts the pot on the coals, it'll temporarily dampen the flame, that's kibuy. Basir misbarim ha'gachom, when he takes it off, the coals flame up. For oisa came bemazed, someone who does this intentionally, who posula edus for the shvua min ha'teira, he cannot give testimony, he cannot swear. Umachris es nafsh me'etzachayim, he cuts his soul off from the land of the living. Ki hiavera shechayom le'a koris uskila, this is a chet that carries the penalty of koris and skila. For kol bal nefesh lo yosu min ha'gisol, so bal nefesh will not veer from the old minhagim. Lahat min cham al Shabbos. You want tea on Shabbos? You prepare it before Shabbos. You prepare your hot food before Shabbos, and you insulate it and do what you have to do to, in a mutter way. Ulekayim mitzvos oinik Shabbos kasher noga v'sinim oilam, and fulfill the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos the way our ancestors always did. V'shayim a mitzvah v'chulu, you keep mitzvahs, no harm will befall you. V'zeh l'shon Balamor Perakir, the Balamor writes in Perakir, kol mi she'eino oichel chamin, whoever doesn't eat chamin v'chulu, v'tzorech lahazmin, he has to prepare, levasha lahatmin, to cook and insulate, v'lanek se Shabbos lahashmin, to enjoy Shabbos and eat fatty foods, hu ha-ma'amin, he's the ma'amin, v'zoyche l'keitz ha-yamin, and he'll zoyche to see b'yas Mashiach ayin shem od. So the Baal Ma'or was writing a poem, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Edelkeit left out a word. Kol mi she'eino ochel chamin, what's the v'chulu? Hu min. Tzorech b'dik achovim hu min. He doesn't eat chamin, this may be a min. This is mamash apikorosis. Why isn't he eating chamin? The notes bring that the dika, the lashon of the Baal Ma'or, is ochel chamin, which implies drinking a hot coffee or hot tea is not enough. If I prepare hot water for Shabbos, so I'm not a tzaduki because I'm drinking hot water, hot coffee. The lashon ochel implies it's not enough to drink. You have to actually eat something that's hot. It's not enough to drink something that's hot. He says, Lamaisa, if you drink something hot, Mikayim mixas es amitzvah. It's a little bit, you're missing also Shmena. He says, Shmena in the Balam, the Lashon Balam, the Hashmin. So the Chor, that's a cholent. The notes also bring, does this mean I have to eat hot foods every meal on Shabbos? He says, the Chor not. The Chor doesn't say that. Doesn't have to eat hot meals every meal, even one meal. So the question is, can I have it Friday night? It's pretty easy to have a hot Friday night. So he says, Lamaisa, the Losh Mishtabru is to keep the Minig Avosein. The Minig Avosein is to have hot food Shabbos day. Even though, you know, in the summertime, people say, I don't want a hot chont. It's too hot out, I'm not interested. But there's still this Inyan, the Minig Avosein, to keep, to have a hot chont on Shabbos morning.